USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is officially postponing President Trump's State of the Union address until the government is fully reopened.
The government is still shut down. I still make the offer. Let's work on a mutually agreeable date, as the original date was mutually agreeable, so that we can welcome him properly. What happened?
President Trump responded at the White House.
Nancy Pelosi, or Nancy as I call her, she doesn't want to hear the truth, and she doesn't want to hear, more importantly, the American people hear the truth.
The president says Pelosi can't win. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is giving American diplomats 72 hours to get out of the country. He's breaking diplomatic relations with the U.S. after President Trump announced the decision to recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim president of Venezuela. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Members of a SWAT team discovered five people had been killed after entering a SunTrust bank in Sebring, Florida. They convinced an attempted bank robber to give himself up. Police Chief Carl Hoagland.
We are still processing the crime scene, and we have not conducted victim notifications for the families involved.
The suspect is identified as 20-year-old Stefan Zaver. Police say he called 911 to report he had fired shots inside the bank. A male nurse who worked at Phoenix's Hacienda Healthcare has been arrested in connection with the rape of a patient who gave birth last month. 36-year-old Nathan Sutherland will be charged with sexual assault and vulnerable adult abuse. Police Chief Jerry Williams.
We owed this arrest to the victim. We owed this arrest to the newest member of our community, that innocent baby.
Authorities arrested Sutherland after comparing his DNAs to the baby's. The baby boy is doing well and is with the mother's family. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The former manager of a pest control company in the U.S. Virgin Islands has been sentenced to prison for poisoning a Delaware family. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
59-year-old Jose Rivera had been charged with knowingly using methyl bromide in the St. John condominium complex where the Esmond family of Greenville, Delaware had stayed in 2015. He was also charged with applying it in St. Croix and St. Thomas. He pleaded guilty to four counts and was given 1 year in prison. His public defender had lobbied against prison, insisting Rivera did not know the pesticide was banned. Stephen Esmond became paralyzed after checking into a unit above one where Terminex had sprayed the odorless neurotoxin. His sons were in critical condition because of it for weeks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, is delaying a visit before Congress. He was scheduled to appear before the House Oversight and Reform Committee on February 7th. Cohen's advisor says Cohen has received threats and the delay is on the advice of Cohen's lawyers because he's still cooperating in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Cohen's pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about his role in a Trump business proposal in Russia. The Oversight Committee's investigating hush money payments made during the 2016 campaign to silence women who have claimed to have had affairs with the president. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.